Recorded Books presents Backcountry by Jenny Gable, narrated by Marissa Chiz.
For Courtney, thank you for being my friend for all seasons. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that inside me there lay an invincible summer. Albert Camus. Chapter 1. The day everything changed, I was playing in a regional volleyball tournament. The gym's fluorescent lights seemed harsher than usual. The buzz of the crowd, which I normally found energizing, was having the opposite effect. Each yell and cheer seemed to drill into my head and drain my stamina away. As we huddled up, I felt the pressure mounting. I was the starting outside hitter. Our team's entire offensive strategy was structured around me, the lead attacker. My teammates were counting on me to bring us to victory in the third and final game of the match. Win this match, and the tournament was ours. The problem was, my stomach was off. The inside of my mouth felt like it had been rubbed dry with a cotton rag. And as slow as my legs were moving, you'd think my knee pads were made of lead. "Coach, I need a minute," I said. I didn't give her a chance to respond before making a beeline for where my parents were sitting in the bleachers. Dad spoke first, and he sounded a little aggravated. "What's going on, Em? Why aren't you with your team?" "I don't feel good," I said. Mom immediately placed a hand to my forehead. "You do feel a little warm." "Of course she does," Dad said. "She's been working up a sweat out there." My parents glared at each other. No doubt, Dad didn't like the way Mom was babying me, and Mom didn't like the tone of Dad's voice. A groan of regret slipped through my lips. Why had I said anything? Dropping dead on the court might have been preferable to getting caught in the crossfire of one of their spats. But judging by the way their scowls quickly transformed into looks of concern, it seemed my groan was mistaken for one of physical discomfort. I didn't correct them, because it very easily could have been the way I was feeling. "Maybe you should sit the last game out," Mom suggested. And there it was again, another comment I knew would get under Dad's skin. My eyes flicked to his face. Sure enough, the vein in his neck popped out, and his cheeks turned a light shade of red. He'd played some college basketball before a knee injury ended his career. As much as he liked to talk about it, the comebacks, the buzzer shots, you'd think his baller days had taken up a quarter of his life instead of a few short years. One thing was certain, he hadn't missed a single minute of playing time by choice. I could only imagine how disappointed he'd be if I asked to sit out of the championship match. My stomach roiled, and I shifted my weight from one foot to the other. I really did feel awful, but Dad had torn himself away from work to be here. I didn't want to let him down, and I didn't want him to leave if he decided it wasn't worth his time to be here. "Sports aren't everything," Mom said, almost pleadingly, as she brushed Dad's forearm with her fingers. The three of us knew that Dad didn't share her opinion. Even if he wouldn't come right out and say it, sports meant the world to him. He'd given up interest in practically every other aspect of my life. When Dad's business took off, he'd started drifting away, and it wasn't until I started playing competitive sports that he made any real time for me. I was glad he never missed any of my games, but we used to enjoy just hanging out together. Anyway, he only seemed to care about how I performed on the court. That was one reason I was so excited for the cross-country ski trip we planned to take over winter break. Out in the wilderness, I knew I could remind him that my skills went beyond what I could do in a gym. This trip was the first time he was going to take me into the backcountry for more than a day. While we were off the grid for close to a week, I wouldn't have to compete with his real estate clients for his attention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?